or by calling 647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Football Friday Night on WRCO is sponsored by Richland County Bank, Walsh's Ace Hardware, Muscadet Mini Mart, Arneson Service and Repair, Meister Log and Lumber, Pratt Funeral Service, and People's Community Bank.
From around the state, plus reaction, analysis, and more.
You see my hand up?
Now, here's your hosts, Chuck Freeman and Dan Pfeiffer.
Good to have you along here on Football Friday Night, our first one of the year. We're carrying you right through the state football playoffs. Our producer, Spencer Williams, co-host is Dan Pfeiffer. My name is Chuck Freeman. Let's get right back to the scoreboard as we got a ton of scores to get to tonight, and we'll get back out to the field here early. All right, we gave the Cedarburg-Grafton score. Cedarburg wins 21-20. End of three, Hartford is leading Waukesha West 20-10. Final, Franklin Downs Catholic Memorial. Huge matchup there. Franklin wins 34-24. Also, late fourth quarter in this one, Racine Case blowing out Westosha Central 46-23. Oak Creek downing Waterford 38-0. Union Grove and Horlick played a score fest. Horlick wins 42-37. It was Wisconsin Lutheran holding out for a 28-21 win over DeBerlin Eisenhower. Columbus defeated the Hustlin Hawks of Greenfield 46-21. And let's see, do I have any more scores? I'm trying to
You got a couple there.
Here.
You got some Port Washington Pewaukee action.
There we go.
There.
There we go. Port Washington Pewaukee. Port wins 16-10. And also Cudahy down to Thomas More. Both teams with new coaches this year. Cudahy wins 25-20.
We do have guests waiting on the line, so we're going to move quickly through the scoreboard and to the southwest part of the state. Hello to everyone listening in the Madison area on the Big 1070, as well as to our friends in the southwest corner of Wisconsin. Some results from last night. Wanakee started the season 1-0. They were runners-up in Division II last year, and they're off to a good start in 2024. 38-0, the final score, as they defeated La Crosse Central at home. Verona went on the road and got a 27-7 win over Sun Prairie East. Janesville Parker fell to Monona Grove 37-7 on the road. Bayport traveled to Middleton, long trip from the northeast corner of the state, but the Pirates got a 37-28 victory, and Madison Memorial beat up on Milwaukee Riverside 61-6. Earlier today, Darlington over Platteville by the final score of 28-0. Overtime, DeForest defeats Brookfield Central on a two-point conversion, 36-35. Mount Horeb Barneville defeats Baldwin Woodville tonight, 58-39. Stoughton over Oregon, 25-22. The Elcats of Lake Mills defeat Lakeside Lutheran in the 36th Slider Bowl, 21-12, your final score, as the Elcats will enjoy some tiny little hamburgers now. Janesville Craig over Sun Prairie West by the final score of 42-8. Lodi defeats Monroe, 7-6. In the low-scoring contest. Last update from Potosi-Cassville, they were leading the Cuba City Cubans by the score of 18-7 at the half. Final score, Lancaster over Mineral Point, 21-6. Fenimore defeats Iowa Grant, 42-0 in the milk can game. Beaver Dam over Fort Atkinson, 48-21. And Ithaca tops Riverdale, 35-14. To the Fox Valley, Chuck.
All right, Fox Valley scores. Kimberly and Milwaukee Vincent canceled. Who knows what happened
there. Second straight year, the Kimberleys lost their opening game of the
season. Exactly. Got to stop playing those city conference schools. That's twice 2 years in a row they've been burned. All right, Maguanago and Appleton North. Maguanago 20-10 over Appleton North. Plymouth, as we mentioned before, 34-18 defeating Menasha. It was Green Bay Notre Dame 16-13 over Kokona. Lake Country Lutheran and Fond du Lac St. Mary Springs. We do not have a score on that one just yet. Kewaunee defeated Racine Lutheran 34-14. Also, final score, Fox Valley Lutheran all over Two Rivers, 38-7, Winneconne downs Little Chute, 34-21.
North Central part of the state. One update from last night. It was Rice Lake, last year's Division III champions, defeating D.C. Everest 44-17. Scores from tonight, Stratford over Mosinee by the final score of 30-6. Iola Scandinavia defeats Shiocton by the final score of 32-6. And it was Bonduelle topping Wittenberg-Burnhamwood by the final score of 28-19.
All right, the Eau Claire La Crosse area is what happened tonight. Chippewa Falls, they defeated Stevens Point, but not Stevens Point. They beat Stevens Point 36-21. You're going to say something?
Chai High and Spash, Chuck. Let's be casual here. Nickname bowl.
Well, yeah, the nickname bowl. Chai High and Spash. People only in that area would know it was Chai High is, but Chippewa Falls, the Cardinals, coached by Chuck Rakovic. Menominee defeated Eau Claire North 27-19. It was West Salem over Onalaska 27-7. La Crosse Aquinas down at Prairie du Chien, 14-12. Stanley Boyd ripped by Colby, 44-22. Holman over Medford, 26-13. And it was Hudson all over Eau Claire Memorial, 56-20. All right, our next stop is Fond du Lac and Sussex Hamilton. Sussex Hamilton wins tonight, 28-14. Fond du Lac opens the season with two powerhouses. Hamilton this week, Milwaukee Marquette next week, although Marquette lost tonight, but both those games on the road. They picked for fourth in the conference. Hamilton coming back from back-to-back semifinal appearances in the state tournament. They got more talent again this year, and Hamilton got it done tonight, 28-14. Mick Van Knocker from KFIZ and Fond du Lac on hand for this one. Seemed like Sussex Hamilton got out in front and stayed out in front the entire game in this one, Nick.
Yeah, they did, Chuck. They got in front 7-0 early on in this football game. Fond du Lac had three opportunities deep in Sussex Hamilton's territory. All three times they either turned the ball over or they had major penalties that stopped a drive. Fond du Lac did pull the game within a touchdown late in the fourth quarter when it got entertaining. The sophomore quarterback now starting for the Fond du Lac Cardinals, DeAndre Williamson Jr., hooked up with the senior Connor Johnson from 16 yards out, actually pulled the score to 21-14. Cardinals then created a turnover late in the game, but were unable to pick up a first down and move the football along. Sussex Hamilton got the ball deep in their own territory, and they marched down a 31-yard touchdown run by Chase Powell, the starting quarterback for Sussex Hamilton, pulled away 28-14. A good game. Fond du Lac, a little bit young, young offensive line, young quarterback. They held tight, though, against Sussex Hamilton.
Very good, Nick. Have a safe trip back to Fondy. Our next stop is go up to the Valley right now. Winnet County defeated Little Chute 34-21. Winnet County, star-studded team last year, but most of those guys graduated. Little Chute last year got off to a 4-0 start, cooled off to 5-5. Winnet County gets it done 34-21. Tonight, Tony Giordano from our great affiliate, WSCO Radio in Appleton, with the call this one tonight, and the Wolves win the opener, Tony.
Yeah, that's right, Chuck. I'd say the player of the game here is Brady Schaefer, the junior quarterback for Winnet County. Had over 170 yards passing, had over 130 yards rushing, had a couple of touchdowns as well. Got it done defensively with a sack and an interception on that side of the football. He was the player of the game. I would say the story of the game comes on the Little Chute side of things. They didn't help themselves out. They had plenty of opportunity to stay competitive in this game, and they had five turnovers offensively, two fumbles, three interceptions from Casey Purs in the quarterback position. I'll give you a quick sequence from the game where it was tied 21-21. Winnet County scored, made it 28-21. The next offensive play occurred right after the kickoff as Little Chute had great field position at about the 47-yard line, I want to say. And rolling out to his left, Casey Purs got hit as he threw a 40-yard pick six from Jesse Michelle, the 40-yard return, that is, on the pick six. Made it 34-21, the final nail in the coffin. And, again, that was the final. Winnet County over Little Chute to open things up.
Very good. Good call on the game tonight, my man, as Winnet County gets the job done. Okay, let's go to the Lakeshore right now, right along Lake Michigan. It's Thomas More taking on Cudahy tonight. Two programs with two new head coaches. Both schools right near each other. And Cudahy, their traditional football program, and they've been going through several head coaches over the years, made a coaching change midway through the season last year, 25-20 over Thomas More. The Packers get it done. Zach Bellman from the Journal Sentinel on hand for this one. And the intrigue here was the two new head coaches, I know, Zach.
Yeah, I was kind of curious. I mean, it was kind of ironic because the Cudahy Packers were actually celebrating the 30th anniversary of their 1994 state championship team. And, I wouldn't say that they're your father's Packers as far as the current iteration, but they aren't really your older brother's, Packers either at this point, I would say, as far as recent history is concerned. Definitely a different feeling tonight. They were really aggressive in their play calling, taking shots down the field, especially out of sudden change situations. Tyler Fitzpatrick was really phenomenal out of the pocket, scrambling as well as making plays from the pocket for the Packers, and really just a phenomenal performance for them from halftime onwards. They trailed 20-12 at half, shut them out in the second half, and Fitzpatrick and the offense came through with some timely scores to get them ahead and get the first win in only the second win in the last 3 years for that program.
Yeah, Cudahy in the 90s. You think about John Navarre, some of the great teams that they had back then. They've been down for quite a bit since then. One thing, though, you have some realignment this year, as we've mentioned a few times in the program. Cudahy in a new conference this year, the Midwest Classic Large, as there is now a Midwest Classic Large and Small. Milwaukee Academy of Science in there, a team that has been an independent the last few years. Racine Lutheran maybe picked as the favorite. How do you think Cudahy will do in this conference? It also has St. Francis, Pius, and Kingdom Prep Lutheran.
Cut out there a little bit, Dan, but as far as how I think Cudahy will compete in a conference, certainly think that there's some optimism in that program that they can field a more competitive outfit. Conference. I know they got Sherwood Mesmer or
Coach
next week. And, some breaking news for you. Messwood is the first nomenclature.
We missed that. Say that again because you kind of cut out.
Messwood is the preferred nomenclature of Sherwood Mesmer.
Yes.
So,
very good.
Hey, we got them next week, and
That should be a good one. We'll get you on next week as well. Always good stuff. Read stuff in the Journal Sentinel. Zach Bellman, 25-20, Thomas Moore with the victory tonight. Anything surprise you tonight there, Danny?
Looking around, some of these scores, that Arrowhead score is a big-time surprise in the Milwaukee area, beating Marquette as badly as they did. Marquette had a lot of returning components this year. But, you know, seeing all of these competitive games that we've got tonight, I'm impressed, if anything, with the non-conference scheduling that a lot of these coaches have done. Put your teams in this position early in the season. Again, because the playoffs depend upon the conference schedule more so than the non-conference schedule, challenge your guys early on. See what kind of metal they've got this early in the season. That gives you something to work on over the next 2 weeks.
First 2 weeks of the season, non-conference. Usually week three, we get into conference play. We'll have the non-conference action again next week. A lot of great ones as well. This is Chuck Freeman, along with Dan Pfeiffer. This is Football Friday Night, brought to you by Bex.
Get the latest news and golf instruction from Steve and Bobby Stricker, Dennis Tiziani, Travis Becker, Mike Heller, Gary D'Amato, plus other special guests and me, Paul Brown. Talking Golf is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. That's Talking Golf Monday night at 6 p.m. on the Big 920 Milwaukee Sports Station.
Granite Plus is here to save your renovation from turning into a circus. Meet Bob. Bob hired experts who turned his kitchen into a flendipulous mess.
Hey, what the?
Granite Plus handles countertops, cabinets, and flooring. Fribble-tastic prices and 0% financing.
Done and done.
Finish on time, stay on budget. Flips, rentals, dream homes. Granite Plus transforms your property into a splendiferous snazzlefront.
Wow, this is perfect.
Visit Granite Plus in New Berlin today and leave the juggle fluff to the clowns.
Raid wants to know, what would you do if you could confidently face every day knowing you and your loved ones are protected? Would you sing along to your favorite song at the top of your lungs? Turn off the GPS and let your heart do the guiding? Go to the drive-thru and order one of everything? Feel the buzz of confidence of knowing you are protected with 65 years of insect science in your hands. Raid, protection for everyone.
Lowe's knows Labor Day calls for big savings. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, save up to $750 when you buy two or more select major appliances priced $396 or more. And don't miss out on three bags of premium 2-cubic-foot color mulch for just $10. Shop these can't-miss deals before they're gone, because Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 9/4. While supplies last, mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Welcome back to Football Friday Night. We're going around the state, talking about all the big matchups here in week one of the high school football season, along with Dan Pfeiffer. This is Chuck Freeman. Let's go to one of our great affiliates, Richland Center, WRCO Radio. Phil Nee's been calling games a long, long time. Ithaca and Riverdale saw Ithaca win it 36-14. Phil, what were the details in this one?
All right, guys. Good to see you, Chuck and Dan, on the radio tonight. Ithaca football winning the opener 35-14 over Riverdale. The Bulldogs were up 21-0 at halftime. They got the continuous clock running with 3:37 left in the third. They went up 35-0, and then Riverdale scored a couple of late touchdowns to make the final margin 21 points. But the story of the game, Ithaca senior running back Wyatt Hilby, who scored four touchdowns for the Bulldogs, and the Bulldogs just did it with some really good team speed. They look good in the opener tonight against Riverdale.
Very good. Appreciate the coverage, and thank you once again for being a terrific affiliate, another great affiliate, ESPN Radio in Beaver Dam. Wade Bates also works for thedailydodge.com. Coming off his run at the Dodge County Fair, where Wade Bates just jumps right into prep football coverage after a week long at the fair. Seems like a week long anyway. Beaver Dam and Fort Atkinson tonight. And Wade, this one here was all Beaver Dam, 48-21. Give us a rundown.
Yeah, this game was tied 14-14 midway through the second quarter. Then Beaver Dam kind of got their offense rolling. They rolled up 282 yards of offense. Josiah Barnes ran for 188 of those yards and two touchdowns. Brock Mullenbach and Moose Morrissey scored a couple of touchdowns as the Beavers just kind of controlled the line of scrimmage here tonight. Fort Atkinson stayed in it a little bit, though. Mason Ketterhagen caught a couple of touchdown passes of 48 and 44 yards from Rocco Felker. And again, 48-21, Beaver Dam, got off to a good start here this week as they moved to a new conference in a couple of weeks. And Fort Atkinson going to the Badger Large this year, so they like to get a non-conference victory because they know it's going to be tough going as the day goes along. But a solid first win for the Golden Beavers at H.H. Durley Field tonight.
Yeah, Fort Atkinson moving to the Badger Large from the Badger Small. Beaver Dam moving out of the Badger Large into the East Central. And you talked about that offense. Josiah Barnes took over as the primary running back about halfway through last year, ended up just short of 800 yards on the season. You've also got Eli Bryant at the quarterback position, who's a talented guy for the Golden Beavers as well. Is this going to be one of the better offenses, you think, in that East Central Conference this year?
Yeah, you know, East Central, kind of unfamiliar with them. Haven't seen a lot of those teams in quite a few years. But, Bryant's playing baseball at Kent State, so he's got a rifle. He's got a utility Swiss Army knife kind of guy named Jeff Freund, who can catch, he can return. Their kicker had to come out for a play, and he kicked the extra point. They're going to be able to do it through the air and on the ground with multiple type weapons this year. So, Beaver Dam's going to be a force to be reckoned with in the East Central Conference. But that's like a small league, so they're not going to get into conference play for like three or four more weeks yet. So we'll really learn more about the East Central when we get closer. The coaches don't even want to answer questions about the East Central yet because they're like, it's so far away. We don't want to think about that yet because we haven't seen film on any of these teams.
Wade, appreciate it. Wade Bates from DailyDodge.com, ESPN Radio in Beaver Dam, and the morning host at 95.3 in Beaver Dam. Beaver Dam gets the win tonight. Score fest between Racine Horlick and Union Grove. Don Wadowitz, Friday Night Lights at Historic Field, powered by the Racine Raiders, joining us right now, the veteran broadcaster. Man, 42-37, Racine Horlick gets the W. Don't have to go through all the scoring tonight, but give us some of the big stories in this one.
Yeah, well, a big story in this one was Carson Fletcher, guys. He pulled the Al Bundy, call it Horpolk High School, because he had five touchdowns in this one. Could have had a sixth touchdown, but he ended up going to the turf towards the end of the game to be able to eat up more clock. 21 carries, 251 yards, and five TDs on the ground. 4 for 74 through the air as he did it both ways. Union Grove coach Craig McClellan came in saying, we're not going to stop him, but we need to slow him down. And the second time he touched the ball was a 55-yard TD run. They just didn't get the job done in that way. This was a back-and-forth affair the entire game until the fourth quarter when Union Grove threw an interception. Horlick was able to go in, make it a two-score game, and then they just were able to maintain that lead. But just a huge, huge night for Carson Fletcher, just rolling over the Union Grove defense.
Very good, Don. Don Wadowitz, 42-37. Racine Horlick with the win over at Union Grove. Mike Whitlow joining us from the Journal Sentinel right now. He saw perhaps the game in the state tonight. Franklin wins 34-24 over Catholic Memorial. Travis Wilson from WISSports.net will join us in a little bit on this one. But two football titans going head-to-head, and every year, each and every year, these two schools, Franklin and CMH, set the goal at getting the gold in Madison. Franklin wins 34-24. Mike, tell us about this game.
Chuck, it's good to hear your voice again, for one. And two, you know, anytime these two teams get together, it's always a showdown. It's always a big deal. And as you could see when you pulled into the parking lot tonight, there were plenty of people here to see this one, and they were treated to a show. CMH jumped out to a 24-14 halftime lead, virtually on the back of two players in MJ Mitchell and Marvanius Butler-Brown, who was absolutely sensational before a shoulder injury in the second quarter and some cramping kind of slowed him down in the second half. And the same for Mitchell in terms of the cramping. CMH kind of got wore down in the second half. I talked to Coach Brown after the game, and he mentioned we had to wear them down because they were just running past us and running all over us. But Franklin made some adjustments at halftime. They outscored the Crusaders 20-0 at the half. And, you know, Joey Calais and their, you know, their new face in the backfield, Robbie Bellinger, he's dominated the JV season for, you know, the last couple of years for Franklin. But he looks like he's going to be a player here at the varsity level, too, for the Sabres.
Lewis Brown, one of my favorite guys in the business, said he liked the look of his offensive line coming into this year. And goodness knows, Franklin always has great talent at the skill positions as well. To see him get this victory tonight against Catholic Memorial, fair to say that Franklin is going to probably be the favorite in the Southeast and is going to look to get revenge on the rest of Division I come the end of the season?
Absolutely, Fife. I mean, like when you watch this team play, you can tell they're so well coached, they're balanced, they can throw the ball all over the yard, they can run the ball if they need to. And like I said, they made the defensive adjustments and shut up a really talented Crusaders offense, you know, in the second half. And this team's definitely on a mission. I mean, they have pitchers in their weight room with Marquette lifting the gold ball last year. You know, this team is focused, they're ready, they're confident. It's going to be a good team moving forward into the future.
Very good, Mike. Thanks a lot. We'll look forward to talking to you all year. Mike Whitlaw from the Journal Sentinel. Franklin wins 34-24 over Catholic Memorial. All right, our next stop, let's go to the northwestern part of the state. Todd Sommerfeld, our friend, the editor of the La Crosse Tribune, the sports page. Prairie du Chien, the only team to beat Aquinas last year. Aquinas gets sweet revenge. 14-12 this year. Todd, how'd this one go?
Well, it was a game that Aquinas led the whole way, and Prairie du Chien got his touchdowns, one right at the end of the first half and one right at the end of the fourth quarter. This game actually... the final score, 14-12, Prairie du Chien got a touchdown with 53 seconds left to get within that margin. And that was a touchdown pass to Brady Lenzendorf from Abe Amundsen, who had two touchdown passes in the game. Prairie du Chien goes for a two-point conversion. They give the ball to Blake Tierney, who's a tight end who's headed to Indiana. He gives up the ball, and they go to throw a pass. And Aquinas is there to knock down the pass. Declan Moss saved the game with that one. It was a lot like last year's game in that it was tight kind of throughout. Aquinas junior now, Logan Becker, a good contributor for this team as a sophomore. And remember, this team's won three straight Division V championships. He had two touchdown catches tonight and made a lot of big plays and really kind of showed he's going to kind of be their big play guy this year, I think.
Aquinas going to be probably playing in Division IV this year after being, again, Division V champs for as many years as they have been, as you mentioned. You know, looking at the Cooley Conference, too, they've had success there. West Salem, another good team this year. They got a victory tonight over Onalaska. Fair to say, though, that everyone's still chasing Aquinas in that part of the state?
I think so, but I do think this is going to be a really good West Salem team. It was a team that was at Camp Randall a couple of years ago. They have some really good skill guys. Luke Baginski was their quarterback last year. He's going to play some running back and some quarterback this year. He got hurt at the end of the year. They moved up a freshman who did well at the end of the season. So they have that option as well. Trevor Arntz, the running back, who's also back. So they have a lot of good skill guys over in West Salem. And it's the Cooley's going to come down to those two teams. But, you know, you have to give Aquinas the advantage. They have a running back who ran for 240 yards in the championship game last year, a returning quarterback and three offensive linemen, and a playmaker on the outside like Logan Becker.
Very good, Todd. We'll check with you all season long. Todd Sommerfeld from La Crosse Tribune. 14-12, La Crosse Aquinas over Prairie du Chien, avenging last year's loss. Our next stop, Lancaster and Mineral Point, former conference opponents meeting tonight in Mineral Point and Lancaster. And Lancaster, the Arrows win it 21-6. Tyler DeTennis joins us with the call of that one tonight, and Lancaster goes up 1-0 on the season.
Yes, they do. They win a penalty fest against Mineral Point here this evening. It started off hot for the Flying Arrows. Two touchdown passes from Nolan Wolf to Brendan Gildersleeve. The first one from 14, the second one from 27. But Gildersleeve left the game in the second quarter with an injury and did not return. And the Lancaster offense would stall for most of the game after that. Reed Ackerman of Mineral Point got the only touchdown for Mineral Point in the third quarter with about 11 minutes to go. The extra point was no good. And then with a minute 55 to go in the fourth quarter, Lancaster had a third and 15. It was a pass from Nolan Wolf to Samaji Benson in stride to break away from the defense using his state champion track speed to get across the goal line and slam the door shut on the Mineral Point pointers. The penalties were so awful that my red pen ran out of ink to track all the penalty yardage throughout the game. Both teams certainly have some stuff to work on, but both teams have a lot of weapons and showed that they're going to be top contenders in their respective conferences this year.
Well, we'll get you to an office depot to refill that red pen. But looking at the SWC, you've got Lancaster. Everyone thinks Platteville's going to be very good this year, and you've got PDC as well. That's going to be a competitive conference, isn't it?
It certainly is. The question mark, I think, now is how does Platteville respond after losing 28-0 to Darlington earlier today? I'm sure that's not the start that Platteville wanted, and Platteville actually takes on Mineral Point next week. So it'll be very interesting to see how both teams try to bounce back. I do think Lancaster is certainly going to be a contender in the SWC. They are going with a bit of a spread offense, moving away from the John Hoke flexbone triple option type of offense, using those track hits to spread the ball out and get the ball in space. I think Lancaster is going to be a top contender. Prairie du Chien and Platteville will certainly have a say in that, but a really good first impression as far as Lancaster trying to establish those skill players in this new-look offense.
One of the veteran reporters down there, Tyler Dictanis, great to have you aboard. Lancaster 21-6, defeating Mineral Point tonight. Mitch Marich covers Cedarburg and Grafton for the Ozaukee Press, and Cedarburg wins 21-20 over Grafton tonight. And Mitch, tell us a little bit about this one.
We got a thriller tonight, guys. We got goes right to the last second. Grafton missed the field goal on the second last play of the game. Snap got bobbled, and the kicker had a little hitch, and there's your game. They were at the 15-yard line. Grafton had driven 65 yards on 11 plays to get to that point, but they let one get away a little bit here. They were up 14-zip at half. Tommy Lutz was most of their offense tonight. The star running back led the Woodland Conference in rushing last season. I had him for 243 yards, two touchdowns. He had an 80-yard burst in the first half, and Grafton had a 14-0 lead at half. They had a 20-7 lead going into the fourth quarter. Cedarburg didn't get on the board until the end of the third quarter. And then they kind of got going. They got their running game going in the second half. Spencer Sturm had a 60-yard TD run. Grafton's quarterback had struggled a little off game for Brady Hilgard tonight with three interceptions. And on fourth and 10 from the 38-yard line, Mason Schultz caught a touchdown pass to Cedarburg with 3 minutes, 2 seconds to go. Quarterback Ellis Evenoff had dropped the snap and rolled right and fired it down the middle, and he got her in the end zone. And that's when Grafton drove back to the 15 and couldn't quite get it done.
Brian Lear, the longtime head coach at Cedarburg, he's got his son on the team as a tight end, Luke Lear. They've also got a great wide receiver in Logan Zahor this year. Cedarburg, they're a team that we're used to seeing just pound the football, play old school style high school ball. But you're telling us that it sounds like they might have a passing game to go along with that, too, and that could make them competitive with Slinger and Homestead in that North Shore.
Indeed. The two guys you mentioned, Lear and Zahor, really did well. Lear nicely through the air. He's a huge target at 6'4 and 235. Logan Zahor, they ran a bunch on jet sweeps, and he did really well there, too. And, yeah, they got the running game going in the second half. They couldn't run as well in the first half, but, if they get that dual threat going, yeah, they're going to make some noise in the North Shore.
Mitch, appreciate it, and looking forward to talking to you all season long like last year. Mitchell Marich, read the stuff in the Ozaukee Press where they still go old school, a print copy. You get a print copy. He sent me their beautiful preview, and it looks great.
I'm sure you love that, Chuck. Oh, I'm sure you get newspapers from across the state of Wisconsin.
It's wonderful. I miss them. I miss those
days.
You're
keeping that job in business, though.
Yeah, absolutely. Mitch Marich and the Ozaukee Press still doing print newspapers. I love it. Well, you know, other papers are doing it too, but I'm just saying it would just look great for a weekly newspaper to see. I don't see that often.
God bless our friends from the Journal Sentinel, Zach Bellman and Michael Whitlow. The Journal Sentinel is actually printed in Illinois and sent up here. That's how it works now.
Cedarburg over Grafton 21-20. Mitch was covering that game. All right, we'll come back. The game, Catholic Memorial and Franklin, was also covered by Travis Wilson from Wisports.net. We'll talk to him. We'll get his take on a few other things as well. For Dan Pfeiffer, this is Chuck Freeman. We got a half hour yet of Football Friday Night on the way. Football Friday Night brought to you by Bex.
Ever go to the trouble to grill or cook something only to have it lacking? Stop by Walsh's Ace Hardware and check out the extensive line of rubs, sauces, marinades, and brines. They have popular names like Meat Church, Big Mo, Myron Mixon, and Cosmos. Look for specialty items. Look for General's Hot Sauce, Lily's, and Bee's rubs you won't find everywhere. They even carry locally made sauces. Check out a new flavor and amp up that next cookout from Walsh's Ace.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart. Arneson Service and Repair is your full-service repair shop in rural Hill Point. Arneson Service and Repair is your exclusive dealer for Bad Boy lawnmowers. These mowers are made right here in the USA and have a great reputation of the toughest and most powerful mower available at a better price. Bad Boy continually push new and improved advances in cutting, safety, and operator comfort that raise the bar for the entire zero-turn lawnmower industry. Bad Boy lawnmowers, available at Arneson Service and Repair, Hill Point, 986-4300.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day. Trees on your property are an asset you shouldn't take for granted. The staff of Meister Log and Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team can help you make the decisions that will be in the best interest of you and your trees. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
A funeral service plays an important role in our lives. I'm Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Funerals help us acknowledge that someone we love has died. It's a time to say goodbye. Funerals provide a support system for us and for our friends and family members and the community. And funerals allow us to reflect on the meaning of life and death. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has helped create meaningful funerals since 1889. Learn more at PrattFuneralService.com.
Hi, I'm Laura from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Our dedicated team is here to ensure that your banking experience is refreshingly simple. We've invested in the tools and technology necessary to enable you to do your banking on your terms. From agriculture and business loans to checking and savings accounts, we're sure to have the right banking solutions to fit your needs. That's what we call Simply Good Banking. Stop by to see us at any of our six area locations today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
With the King of Kohler, Spencer Williams, Spin the Dials, producing a show tonight, back for another year. And Dan Pfeiffer as well, back for another year. This is Chuck Freeman. And this is Football Friday Night, brought to you by Bex.
Start of our fifth year doing the show, and you know, every show, all 13 weeks, I should say, each of those 5 years, we have had the same group in studio for each and every show. I think that's impressive, Chuck.
We have. Where were you in 2000? We did the very first one.
I would have been, 2000 high school football season, I would have been a manager for Bo Ryan's UW-Milwaukee Panthers basketball team that year.
Before he went to Wisconsin.
Yes, wow, that's last year at UWM.
All right. Travis Wilson from Wisports.net. He's been around a long time covering high school football. He was at the Quick Trip and Wisconsin Dairy Game of the Week. Third year in a row that Catholic Memorial and Franklin voted the Game of the Week. A third year in a row, and rightfully so. Rightfully so. Franklin wins 34-24. And what was your spin on this game? We talked to Mike Whitlow a little while ago from the Journal Sentinel. And what did you see here as Franklin goes out and gets a 10-point win?
Well, I didn't see it at all, actually. I was not at that game. I did not go to the game of the week this week as a parent and coach. I'm not going to be at our game of the week this year.
So my bad.
Different story for me this year.
Oh, my bad. I thought you were at this game this week. I thought when I saw it was the game of the week, I thought you were. Okay. Well, what did you think? Franklin winning the game, though, 34-20. We got two teams that are two of the powers of the Milwaukee area, and Franklin got the job done. And this is a big matchup for both teams to kick off the season.
Yeah, it was. Colton Wilson, our content producer, did cover it as the Wisconsin Dairy Quick Trip Game of the Week, and did sound like a great one. A great one to start the season, as you said, the third straight year that they've kicked off the year as our Game of the Week. An impressive win for Franklin. It sounded like, you know, a good back-and-forth game that Franklin just was able to outlast Catholic Memorial. Both teams, went back and forth and made some big plays, but Catholic Memorial struggled with some cramping, it sounded like, late in the game, and, you know, maybe Franklin was a little bit better conditioned and a little bit better able to platoon and not have to have guys go both ways. That, I think, maybe played a part in it as well. So a heck of a game, heck of a win for Franklin to get things going.
Important to hydrate at this time of year. It wasn't terribly warm in the Milwaukee area tonight, 64 degrees right now. But still, this time of year, if you have not gone full exertion just yet, you have to make sure that you avoid those cramps by hydrating plenty early on. Travis, I want to ask you about realignment. You know, there are a lot of teams that have shifted conferences this year. What stands out to you the most? I think it's made things more competitive, although I'm looking at things like the Ridge and Valley, which is now no longer an 11-team conference. It's now an eight-man conference, I should say.
Yeah, there's a couple leagues that went away this year, including the venerable Merriwood Conference that, you know, has produced some incredible teams, Stratford and Edgar out of that league, and Marathon over the years. And because of the changing demographics and the size of the schools and a number of them going to eight-player, that league no longer exists. The Ridge and Valley no longer exists as an 11-player league. They've gone to eight-player. So this is the first year of a two-year realignment cycle, and there have been a lot of changes, a number of conferences that changed, you know, a pretty decent amount. I think one of the big stories is in the southeast part of the state, where there was finally some realignment done with the Classic Eight and with the Waukesha schools, who've been asking for realignment, for relief for quite a while, and finally did get it with Waukesha North and Waukesha South leaving the Classic Eight, going to the Parkland. And shockingly for Pewaukee, they found out that they were going to go to the Classic Eight. I mean, this, you know, it's not like they found out yesterday, but they were kind of blindsided when that decision was made a year ago that they would be going to the Classic Eight. So Pewaukee goes from the Parkland, where they were very competitive and obviously won state championship a couple years ago, and now in the Classic Eight, where, you know, that is a meat grinder of a league, and their enrollment is 800-ish, something like that, whereas everybody else in that league is quite a bit higher. So that's one of the big stories we'll follow. It, you know, it does change the dynamic for the other side of that switch, though. Schools like Waukesha North and Waukesha South that really couldn't find traction in the Classic Eight for quite a while, now they've got a little bit of new life in a conference that's still very good, the Parkland. But, you know, you're not going against Arrowhead and Muskego and Maguanago. And I think that opens up some possibilities, especially for Waukesha North, who this year, I think, really has a chance to be a breakout team.
Travis, what do you see in the Madison area, the Big Eight Conference? What do you see in some of those schools, maybe some of the suburban schools as well? You see any good, really strong teams coming out of that way?
Got to be Wanakee again, right?
Wanakee, of course. Yeah.
Yeah, Wanakee is one of the teams that we'll be certainly following, you know, coming off a runner-up finish last year, and Pat Rice retired in the offseason, so that's a significant coaching change that we will be monitoring. The Chris Graveson era got off to a good start last night. They shut out La Crosse Central, who's a playoff team from last year. So they're going to be a powerhouse, it seems, once again. Verona was very impressive last night, beating a pretty solid Sun Prairie East team convincingly on the road. And it looks like Verona, once again, is the favorite in the Big Eight because Middleton lost their opening game to a very good Bayport team. But Verona It'll be interesting to see because the Big Eight, let's be honest here, has not performed well in the postseason in a while. And is this the year that Verona maybe makes a move in the playoffs and shows some things on the statewide stage? Because the Big Eight, just depth-wise, is not preparing, the top teams in that league for that tough postseason schedule in recent seasons. So is this the year Verona makes a leap and gets to a deep playoff run? Is it able to take down a Greater Metro Conference team or a Classic Eight team in the playoffs?
Speaking of the Greater Metro Conference, some might consider it an upset tonight that Arrowhead defeated Marquette 47-28. Rare that we talk about an upset and an Arrowhead victory in the same sentence. However, Marquette had a lot of returning pieces this year. Arrowhead gets that victory in a big-time way at home. What do we pull from that result?
Well, we don't know what we can pull quite yet, right? Because Marquette lost to Arrowhead in week one last year, didn't even win their conference, and still went on to win a Division I state title. So it's a nice win for Arrowhead, but it's a non-conference game in week one. Both teams have a long ways to go. Now, Arrowhead has kind of, been on notice a little bit. I mean, they've had a ton of talent there in recent years and haven't quite been able to get over the hump and win a conference title in the brutally tough Classic Eight. It sets the stage nicely. It's a very good opening win, and now they've got to carry it forward into next week and into that conference season. To see if they can make some noise, because there hasn't been a lot of noise necessarily out of Arrowhead in the playoffs the last few years.
Travis Wilson from Wisports.net joining us here on Football Friday Night. I'm Chuck Freeman along with Dan Pfeiffer. What do you see in the Eau Claire area, Dan? Regis has always been a pretty strong program. They're always ranked. Eau Claire Memorials goes through coaches, changes north. They've had some down years there. What do you see in the city of Eau Claire?
Well, North and Memorial, interestingly, as we talked about conference realignment, they are out of the Big Rivers, and now they are into the Valley Football Association. So they are not playing, the Hudsons and Chippewa Falls in conference play any longer. They're playing some crossover games, both during the conference schedule and in the non-conference, that will be interesting and some of the same teams they're used to playing. But it's been a tough go for the Eau Claire public schools for a while. Regis, on the other hand, talking to Bryant Brenner, he's kind of one of those coaches that downplays, his team every year and what they might be able to do. Was talking about how this could be a year where they have to replace as much as they've ever had to replace in terms of production. But I did not see it. Excuse me, a final on their game tonight against Turtle Lake, but talking to some people that saw them scrimmage in a very good scrimmage situation against some larger opponents, they were very impressive at the scrimmage and looked very much like a team that is geared up once again and ready to make a run at the Clover Belt Conference title, a Division VI conference title. So, in the Eau Claire area, it seems once again Regis is going to have the best shot to be successful.
Staying in that part of the state, we talked about the Cambria-Friesland win earlier tonight over Fall River Rio, 60-8. And we mentioned that's a school with 113 students in their most recent enrollment number, and they're able to field a varsity and JV 11-man team. While, as you mentioned, a lot of these schools are dropping down to 8-man when they aren't finding the numbers. What is the secret for some of these schools that are able to get big-time numbers out to keep those numbers up, especially among some of these smaller schools around the state?
Well, it's got to be a program-wide investment where, there's investment at the youth level to get kids interested, involved, and keep them interested and involved all the way through from fourth grade to high school or sixth grade or whenever you start your program. So you've got to have your base there. If you're not putting effort and energy into your youth program, it's going to be very difficult, especially at a small school. There's got to be good culture. There's got to be a coaching staff that is consistent, that's been there a while. It really helps to have coaches in the building that can see kids on a daily basis, work with them, just be around and involved. So it takes a while to build to that point, but the schools that are successful in doing so, that have an enrollment of 150 and they've got 30 or 40 kids out for football. That's pretty impressive because there's some pretty big teams, some pretty big schools that struggle to get those kinds of numbers.
Travis, appreciate it as always. We'll talk to you next week, my friend.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Travis Wilson from withsports.net, and get his stuff just daily. I follow him on Twitter, Travis WSN. Also, you know, he's got his previews. He previews all the big matchups around the state. Usually by Wednesday afternoon, all those previews are on withsports.net. But a real good read. If you like high school football, get the withsports.net.
So much content. If there are two places you should go every week for high school sports content, it's withsports.net and, oh, by the way, to your radio to listen to Football Friday Night.
Football Friday Night every Friday night, 9:30 to 11 right here. We come back. We'll get to the scoreboard. We got a couple more reporters to get to, but non-conference across the board in high school football tonight. We'll get you all the non-conference. Got a big board coming up. We'll get all the bigger matchups coming up. We'll go through the Milwaukee area, the Madison area, Fox Valley, North Central Wisconsin, the Eau Claire La Crosse area. We'll get it all coming up next. For our producer, Spencer Williams, Dan Pfeiffer, this is Chuck Freeman. Football Friday Night, brought to you by Bex Hybrids. Bex Hybrids, we are and will remain farmers at heart. Coming back with our final segment next here on Football Friday Night.
Have you been at
the Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in Southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Walsh's Ace Hardware now is a full-service small engine shop. That's right. Now you can get all your small engines serviced at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center. Chainsaws, snowblowers, trimmers, garden tillers, lawnmowers, and tractors all serviced with two full-time technicians to give you prompt professional service. Walsh's also has new lawn and garden equipment along with snowblowers for sale. Pickup and delivery service available too. Call today to get your equipment tuned up at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center.
Arneson Service and Repair is your full-service repair shop in rural Hillpoint. Arneson Service and Repair is your exclusive dealer for Bad Boy lawnmowers. These mowers are made right here in the USA and have a great reputation of the toughest and most powerful mower available at a better price. Bad Boy continually push new and improved advances in cutting, safety, and operator comfort that raise the bar for the entire zero-turn lawnmower industry. Bad Boy lawnmowers, available at Arneson Service and Repair, Hill Point, 986-4300.
Football Friday Night. Good to have you along. Down the stretch we come on Football Friday Night. Let's get to the scoreboard in a couple of seconds here, but we want to get two reporters. We haven't yet. First of all, Gary Berlowski covered Fox Valley Lutheran and Two Rivers tonight. And Dan, do you have a score on that one? I am looking around. Oh, here it is. Fox Valley Lutheran wins 38-7. The Foxes win this game. And Gary Berlowski from WSCO Radio, one of our great stations, covering that game. And Two Rivers in a new conference. They went 11-1 last year. Powerful team last year. One of the best in school history. Fox Valley Lutheran, a successful season a year ago. Some talent coming back, looking for more this year, and FVL certainly got it done, 38-7. Give us a little lowdown on this one, Gary.
Absolutely, Chuck. Thanks for having me on. The Lucas Papendorf Show, the senior quarterback for Fox Valley Lutheran, threw for four touchdowns and ran for one other in that 38-7 win. It was 19-0 before Two Rivers got on the board on a beautiful touchdown pass with 7 seconds to go from Noah Chilcox to Max Mathias with 7 seconds to go. Gave Two Rivers a lot of momentum headed into the locker room, but the third quarter was all Foxes. They outscored Two Rivers in the third quarter alone, 19-0 once again. Lucas Papendorf, four touchdown passes, one rushing touchdown. Could be a rebuilding year for Two Rivers. Only five seniors on the roster, mainly juniors and sophomores, play tonight, and they just couldn't stop the passing game of Lucas Papendorf. So great start for Seth Yeagers, Fox Valley Lutheran Foxes. They could certainly be a contender in the Bay Conference.
Thank you, Gary. Gary Berlowski from WSCO Radio in Appleton. FVL wins in a landslide tonight.
Foxes on the run. Sweet.
They ran away from everybody tonight. Noah Schwartz joining us from iHeartRadio in the Fox Valley, not the Fox Valley, in Eau Claire, in the Chippewa Valley. He saw Menominee against Eau Claire North tonight. Menominee wins 22-19. This game was actually last night, these two former Big Rivers Conference opponents. Noah, tell us about Menominee's win.
Thanks, Chuck. Well, obviously it was a game where there were a little bit of expectations coming in. Of course, Eau Claire North, only a 3-win team last year, going up against a perennially strong Menominee Mustang program. But Eau Claire North actually had the advantage through most of the first half, if not all of it. The passing game was working well. The senior quarterback for North, Peyton McCracken, was moving the ball well. And the Huskies actually led the Mustangs by a score of 19-14 at the half, thanks in part to Noah Penninger for Eau Claire North, providing a lot of pressure on the defensive line and getting home toward Brady Johnson, the quarterback for Menominee, who really was hurried in the first half and didn't have a chance to run the offense the way that they wanted to. But in the second half, just one score on the opening drive of the third quarter, so touchdown and a two-point conversion for Menominee. John Higby, the senior running back, running that one in for the Mustangs. And after that, all the Mustangs really had to do was run out the clock. They had that ground game going with three backs in the backfield, and North just couldn't stop them. But still, a close game, an exciting game for week one, a game that both of these programs can look at and build on for next week and the rest of the season.
Real quick, 30 seconds. Eau Claire North moves from the Big Rivers into the reformed Wisconsin Valley Conference. They were a story last year because they had that long losing streak coming in. They win three games last year. Any excitement about this new Wisconsin Valley forming kind of from the ashes of the old Valley Football Association with kind of a new mix of teams?
Tons of excitement, especially here in Eau Claire. I mean, you get North and Memorial, both of the Eau Claire schools. They get to play teams more in central Wisconsin, so they get that experience on the road, makes you a better team to travel like that. And they're especially with North, head coach Matt McGinnis, you know, North fans, they know that he's got a good program there, and they're looking forward to see what he can build for the Huskies.
Very good. Noah, appreciate it. We'll be talking to you throughout the season. Noah Schwartz, one of the new guys aboard at iHeart in Eau Claire. Menominee 22-19 over Eau Claire North. Let's get to the score. Dan?
I was just going to suggest the exact same thing, Chuck. Let's go to that scoreboard.
Yeah, let's go to scoreboard. Milwaukee area teams. Let's get to that from last night's games. Waukesha North 46-0 over West Bend East. It was Lake Geneva Badger 27-17 over Greendale. Tonight, Muskego down Nina 31-21. Arrowhead ripped by Marquette 47-28. Kettle Moraine 35-0 over Wauwatosa West. Fond du Lac, they got beat by Sussex Hamilton 28-14. It was Slinger downing Menominee Falls 44-28. Germantown and Homestead. Germantown wins 25-14. West Dallas Hale beats Central 54-0. Cedarburg shuts out or beats Grafton 21-20. It was Hartford and Waukesha West shooting out into a Hartford 34-31 victory. Meantime, Franklin Downs Catholic Memorial 34-24. Martin Luther got shut out by New Berlin West 21-0. It was Wastosha Central falling to Racine Case 46-31. Oak Creek defeated Waterford 38-0. Also, Union Grove Horlick beat them 43-37. Wisconsin Lutheran led the entire game in beating New Berlin Eisenhower 28-21. Columbus ripped by Greenfield 46-21. Port Washington over Pewaukee. That score, Port Washington wins 16-10. And the Cudahy Panthers. The Packers win it 25-20 over St. Thomas More.
Let's move a little further to the west of the Madison area and even other points southwest of that in Wisconsin. A bunch of finals from last night that are notable. First, Wanakee, last year's Division II runner-up. They defeat La Crosse Central to open the season 38-0, a shutout for the Warriors, who went 13-1 last year. Verona, the number 14th-ranked team in Division I. A lot of folks think they've got a good chance at winning the Big 8 this year. They defeat Sun Prairie East by the final score of 27-7 last night. Janesville Parker falls to Monona Grove, the Silver Eagles, by the final score of 37-7. Last evening. Bayport, they get a win over Middleton by the final score of 37-28 in a high-scoring contest last night, and it was Madison Memorial dominating Milwaukee Riverside 61-6. Earlier today, the Redbirds of Darlington topped the Platteville Hillmen. A nice win for Darlington, 28-0. They get that victory in that contest. Tonight, it was DeForest with an overtime win over Brookfield Central. A late two-point conversion in OT gives the Norskies that victory 36-35. Mount Horeb-Barneville, they're back, kids. Went to level three last year, and they get a victory to start this season, 58-39 over Baldwin-Woodville. The Vikings of Stoughton defeat Oregon by the final score of 25-22. In the Slider Bowl, it's Lake Mills defeating Lakeside Lutheran by the final score of 21-12. Enjoy your small burgers, boys. Janesville Craig over Sun Prairie West to start the season. The Cougars start 1-0 out of the Big East Conference. 42-8 your final score in that one. Lodi and Monroe, big contest in the South Central part of the state. Low scoring contest, but the Blue Devils top the Cheesemakers 7-6. Potosi-Cassville over Cuba City 32-21. The Flying Arrows of Lancaster over Mineral Point 21-6. Fenimore defeated Iowa Grant 42-0 in the Milk Can game. Enjoy your milk, Fenimore Golden Eagles. Beaver Dam over Fort Atkinson. That's some Golden Beavers at Beaver Dam, 48-21. And it was Ithaca over Riverdale by the final score, 35-14.
I wonder how many schools play for the Milk Can. There's so many. Like Mayville and Lobira play for the Milk Can. There's a lot of them.
You know, in Wisconsin, we have a lot of milk cans lying around. It's just how it works.
I guess so. There's probably like 30 of those kind of matchups. McGuanago defeated Appleton North in the Fox Valley. McGuanago goes up and wins 20-10 over North. Plymouth, 34-18 over Menasha. Those were games from last night. Tonight, Green Bay Notre Dame, 16-13 over Kakana. It was St. Mary Springs blowing out Lake Country Lutheran. Bob Hyland's final year with the Ledgers. 54 years, 77 years old, still coaching, 35-12 over.
17 combined state titles in his career.
How about that? How about that? And just keeps winning. He just says, here's what he said. Here's what he told KFIZ this past week. I'm just going to sit back and watch. Yeah, he's not going to sit back and watch. He's won, at 77, that guy's got a lot of fire. And Springs wins 35-12 over Lake Country Lutheran. Kewaunee downs Racine Lutheran, 34-14. It was Mayville, 33-28 over Cedar Grove, Belgium. Also, Fox Valley Lutheran, 38-7 over Two Rivers. And Little Chute defeated Winnicott County won that one, 34-21.
Let's head up to the Northwoods. Last night, Rice Lake, the defending Division III state champions, off to a good start with a win over traditional power DC Everest, 44-17, the final score in that one, as the Warriors get the win last evening. Stratford over Mosinee, 30-6 tonight. Also, Iola Scandinavia over Shiocton, 32-6. And Bondwell defeats Wittenberg-Burnhamwood, 28-19.
Tonight's finals in the Eau Claire La Crosse area, West Salem over Onalaska, 27-7. It was Aquinas defeating Prairie du Chien, 14-12. Stanley Boyd, 44-22 over Colby. Holman down to Medford, 26-13. Hudson defeats Eau Claire Memorial, 56-20. These are all the big matchups that took place in week one of the high school football season in the Dairy State.
Make sure you've got that button on your car radio pushed in as far as it can go for whatever of the 12 stations around the state you are listening to us on. Be here every Friday night from 9:30 to 11 because you won't find better coverage around the state. Be a fan, Chuck.
This is Chuck Freeman. This is Football Friday Night.
Josh from Infinity here. The roofing and exterior remodeling industry is notorious for painful surprise hidden costs.
MJ here. We built Infinity with integrity, installing roof, siding, windows, and peace of mind.
Infinity's custom app eliminates costly, unpleasant roofing and exterior remodeling upcharges, showing in absolute transparency every detail of your project.
We pay less, you pay less.
Infinity provides multiple budget...
Hi, I'm Tom from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Have you been thinking about your dream home for some time now? We can help that dream home become a reality. With customized home loan options to fit your needs, we're sure to find a solution that works for you. Stop by our office in downtown Richland Center or visit us online at thepcb.bank to start our easy and simple home loan process. That's what we call simply good banking. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Arneson Service and Repair is your full-service repair shop in rural Hillpoint. Arneson Service and Repair is your exclusive dealer for Bad Boy lawnmowers. These mowers are made right here in the USA and have a great reputation of the toughest and most powerful mowers.